بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and welcome to another edition of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Let's listen to a question sent to us by one of the dear listeners, and then we will be back.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Today's question: what is the philosophy of fasting, or what are the consequences of fasting? Hujjat al-Islam Dr. Murtaza Karimi, Islamic scholar.
As I mentioned in the previous program, through fasting a person is replying to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran we have different divine calls, and one of these calls is the call for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all human beings to forgive their sins, and it means that to do something to qualify ourselves for forgiveness. One of the actions that we can do to reach the divine forgiveness is nothing but fasting. As I mentioned in the previous program, during the Prophet's night ascension, Mi'raj, the Prophet asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what the first act of worship was. And the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was, the first worship is silence and fasting. I hope to be able in one session, in one of the following session, to talk in details about the importance of silence. Of course, I mean meaningful silence, purposeful silence. Then Prophet Muhammad asked about the result of fasting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting leads to wisdom. Wisdom leads to awareness, and awareness to certitude. When a person reaches certitude, it no longer matters for him or her how days and nights are spent with difficulty or ease. This is perhaps why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out fasting as belonging to Him. We said that even the month is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Shahrullah, the month of Allah, the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another point regarding fasting is that Allah Himself will reward for fasting. Or if we read the related narration in another way, Allah Himself is the reward for fasting. In the same way that all lands belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although Kaaba has superiority, all months are special, although the month of Ramadan is considered to be the month of God, Shahrullah. The next point is that fasting is superior to other acts of worship in two ways. The first point is that because of its nature, fasting can only be done out of sincerity. Unlike other acts of worship that can be observed by people, when we are saying our prayers, people can see. When we pay charity, people can see, although it might be also done in private, but at least those people who receive it, they will understand.
Here's a breakdown of what happens to your body when you fast in each stage of the 30 days of fasting. Stage 1. During the first couple of days of fasting, both blood sugar level and blood pressure drop. The body starts the cleansing process. And the first few days are the hardest as they are usually accompanied with headaches, dizziness, nausea, and intense hunger. Stage 2. During the second stage, the body becomes accustomed to the fasting schedule and the digestive system is able to rest. The digestive system focuses its energy on cleansing the body and healing the cells as the white blood cells in the body start to become more active. During this stage, the organs start their repair process as well. Stage 3. By the third stage, energy levels will have increased. Your mind is able to concentrate better and an overall feeling of wellness overtakes you. During fasting, the body's healing process becomes a lot more efficient and so the body repairs any damaged cells during this stage. During this stage, the colon, liver, kidney, lungs, and skin are detoxing by eliminating toxins. Stage 4. During the last 10 days of fasting in Ramadan, the body has become accustomed to the fasting process. Your body becomes more energetic and you experience improved memory and concentration. At this stage, the organs are finishing up their healing process and once all toxins are removed, the body is able to function at its maximum capacity. These are just some of the physical benefits of fasting that will take place within the body. But the spiritual benefits this month are far greater than anything mentioned here. شمع لمماتي يا ربي دعاتي تقبلها عطول رمضان ده رحمة من ربنا نعمة.
The same is true about enjoining good and forbidding evil and going to Hajj and so on and so forth. So unlike other acts of worship that can be observed by people, the fasting is not the case because, I mean, there is no sign for a fasting person. Of course, if a person only intends to show off, he can avoid eating in front of others and eat in private so he would not fast the whole day. Therefore, a person who completes his fasting even in private proves that he has done so for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there is no observer other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over what that person has done in private. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fasting obligatory to test the people's purity of intention, that is, ikhlas. So this is the first way. The second way is that fasting also, we can put it this way, disarms the Satan. And we know that Satan is our worst enemy. And also fasting makes it easier for us to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Satan usually finds his way into through our lust, which is empowered by eating and going after our other worldly desires. Satan uses them to distract us from our higher goals so that our hearts gradually become his residence. But fasting gives us a break from all our desires. It is a chance for us to strengthen our will and also helps us to focus on the more important aspects of life. So a fasting person is in such a good state that he or she can easily abandon temptations and enjoy the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think all the people out there, all the sincere Muslims who are practicing fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, all of them attest and confirm the fact that, they are much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan and much further from the Satan and the satanic temptations. Inshallah, I will talk about the other wisdoms behind fasting and some of the benefits of fasting in the following session. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.